AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is the last half hour of today's show. Thank you, God. This wonderful Wednesday, November 6, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Bunch of phone calls to make right after the show while I'm getting dressed, going out, picking up Vicky's signs, the Vote Republican signs, the other signs that we put up. I think we defeated the $32 million new tax for the jail. Still waiting for final numbers to come in on that. Nick, oh, God bless you, brother. Hang in there, man, for just a little bit. You're doing great. Then you can go get some rest. No, can't do that. Got to go get the signs. I'm going to come home, and I'm going to crash, and I'm going to sleep till tomorrow morning. I probably won't even have dinner. Carrie Lake texting me. Okay, you lost. Lose my number. I urgently need your immediate help to make every legal ballot counted, no more, no less. Yeah, she wants a donation. Yeah, sorry, sweetie, that's not going to happen. You're awfully pretty, but not going to do it. Block, remove. Russell, I'm not going to talk about it. Let's see. Nope, can't talk about it. Sorry. All right. I'll explain it later after we went in court. It's a long story. I'm not going to get into it. Here's the other last thing that I want you to understand about what happened in Lansing. Why not wait until tomorrow morning for the signs? Have a double shot and drift off to sleep with your bride. Because when you win, you got to get out there and get your signs so that you're not being seen as somebody rubbing it into the loser. Now, I'm sure Cheryl Guy's already gone out and removed all her signs, her volunteers. Former sheriff, her campaign manager, none other than Democrat, runs as a Republican to get elected, I believe, for three terms. Antrim County former sheriff Dan Bean. Not going to talk about it. I can't talk about that race, John and Julie. There's a lawsuit involved. I'm not going to talk about it. Can't talk about it. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, Cheryl Guy's campaign manager, former sheriff Dan Bean. Yeah, you know what? This super inflated ego in Mancelona. He's from Mancelona High School. So is Kevin Hoke, his undersheriff. It's called the Mancelona Good Old Boys Club. There's a few other people part of it, too, that went to Mancelona High School. One of them is a former state rep. I'm not going to talk about him. But anyway, his ego thought that he would kick Vicky's butt in Mancelona. Well, he didn't know about Sherry Hogan. He didn't know about Trucker Randy and his ability to pound in T-posts with 4x4s on U.S. 131 from the county line south of Mancelona all the way up to Charlevoix County, up there by the East Jordan Foundry Ironworks, going into Gaylord. What is that? 32, right? Yeah. Knocking on doors, talking to the folks, making them aware that Cheryl was retiring and Vicky was running, and we greatly appreciate your support because she's going to get rid of the dead people and the people who no longer live in the county off of our qualified voter files, and we're going to restore election integrity here in Antrim County. Can you support that? Absolutely. Can I put up a sign? You bet your butt you can. Thank you. Here's a business card. Put it with your driver's license and remember to vote for on August 6th. Man, I had that pitch down in 32.7 seconds. He thought, because he was her campaign manager, and he's the former sheriff, you know, in Mancelona High School. Very first event we went to was the spaghetti dinner at Mancelona High School. I told Dawn LeVanway to her face that Vicky was going to win, and she got so mad she was shaking. She had to walk away from me. Her candidate, Julie Woods, got her butt kicked badly in the primary. But anyway, I digress. He thought, because of his being her campaign manager, that all the people in Mancelona would vote for and by writing in Cheryl Guy's name. Well, guess what? There's Mancelona Village, there's Mancelona Township, there's precincts 1 and 2. It's so convoluted the way they do it over there. But anyway, 3,017 votes cast, the largest township slash village in our Antrim County. The most votes, 3,017. Vicky got 2,317, Cheryl Guy got 700. We smoked her in Dan Bean's Mancelona. So guess what, Dan Bean and your family who endorsed her in her little ad? Evidently, your influence in Mancelona isn't that great. Because the people of Mancelona, number one, they hate Bel Air. Cheryl Guy's from Bel Air. The uppity people that run county government in Bel Air, they treat Mancelona like a redheaded stepsister, daughter, whatever, I can't talk. They don't take care of Mancelona. Mancelona deserves better than what you guys have been doing to them for years. And Vicky, as a clerk, is going to spend a lot of time working with Mancelona Township and Village clerks and going to work with Starr and Warner and Chestonia and Jordan. Yes. Going to work with all those clerks up 131. Salt of the earth, best people on the planet. We took the radio station sound system and provided the music for their Alba Fun Days. We were there all day long. I played music for them for free, provided the music for, I think we spent 12 hours there. Got there at 10:30 in the morning and left at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Because the neighborhood, you couldn't keep the music going, noise ordinance, whatever. Township supervisor, election deputy, election clerk, all endorsed Vicky in the primary. They're great people. If they need us to play music for them next year, no election. She's already won. I'll go back and do it. They're just great people. We partied. We had fun. We had some of the guys from the fire department and Ray Scola, who ran for county commissioner. They had to reach into this plastic bag and pull out a woman's undergarments, bathing suits, negligees, a bikini cut panties. It was a blast. Wigs, the whole nine yards. They had to go back in the fire department, in the bathroom, take off their men's clothes and put on these women's garments. And they had to come out and do whatever I told them to do. So I made them get in a line and do the, what's the showgirls on Broadway? The leg kick thing. You know what I'm talking about. I'm out of gas, people. What are those called? Text me, somebody. Please save me. Anyway, I had them do that. I had them cluck like a chicken, flap their wings, squawk like a duck. We had great fun with those people. What song? Above. Above video. Video. Let's see. Okay, I already sent it to him, but he wants it again. Okay. Let's see. Here is the video. Okay, there you go. The Can-Can. No, that's the Rockettes. Miss P from Petoskey. She got it. The Rockettes, the famous line kick. I had them do that. It was so fun. You should have seen some of them in the women's bikini cut panties with their men's clothes off. Yes, I also got it from Harold in Sheboygan. Let's see. It isn't rubbing it in, Randy. People don't want to see them still around when the snow comes. The Dems get theirs up overnight, so Republicans look bad. I don't care what the Democrats do. We don't have any Democrats in Antrim County. The only Democrats that were on our ballot was Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Alicia Slotkin, and no, I take it back. We had one Democrat run against John Ross. She got her butt kicked for the 104th House District. Below the House in Lansing, nothing. Nope. No county commissioners. No county clerks. Nope, nope, nope. Vicky was completely unopposed, except for Cheryl Guy's write-in. Let's see. Congrats to Vicky. Very happy for her. Thank you, Janet and Paul in Millersburg. I'll send you the video. Victorious Victoria. Great song. If you haven't gotten it yet from me, just text me VV. Victorious Victoria. Pretty snazzy little tune that Jason put together. Okay. Rockettes. Yep, got it. The Can-Can. No, Bob. Nice try, but nope, Rockettes. Everybody's Greg Valerio, the Rockettes. Dude, really? You're listening to my show? You're supposed to be at work. Are you picking up the signs for us over there in Central Lake? Grab what you can, Greg. I need help, man. I've been up all night, and I am running out of gas quick. Oh, thank God. 11:47, got a notice that this is a music outcoming. Final segment of today's show. Woohoo! Thank you, Lord God. What a great day. What a great night. What a great morning. 3 o'clock this morning. That speech was great. Donald Trump's going to unite the country like never before. President for everybody. I don't care what color you are, ethnicity, religion, Muslims, Arabs, we're all Americans. God bless you, President Trump and J.D. Vance. Vance is going to be a great president in 2028. Can't wait for him to get elected. After Donald Trump gets it fixed, he can keep it going. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. So many of you asking me for VV, Victorious Victoria. Great song, played it on the show. Probably play it a couple times this week, actually. Got a lot of people sharing it. I sent it to Kyle Malin from MERS News Service down in Lansing. He hasn't responded yet. Rob says, Jesus is the commander-in-chief of all of us. We cannot forget that, right? Absolutely. Donald Trump mentioned that. Let's see. Janet and Paul, that video and song are great. Does my heart good to know your sweet wife is there to take over and straighten things out. I've got others text messaging me this morning. Can't wait to find out what Vicky finds. Let's see. Do you know the final numbers blended with the early voting? Not yet. Waiting for Cheryl Guy to finish up. Actually, Connie Wing. So, sorry, Asuka. Not yet. Don't know that. Let's see. Hopefully, they'll be done later today. Bob in Hillsdale. Yes, I sent him the video. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate you listening. Let's see. I sent it to John and Jamie Davis over at Mega Water in Sheboygan. Rob wants it now. Okay. I thought I sent it to you, but I didn't. Put my thumb there, hit paste, click. Okay, there you go. Okay. Let's see if I can get this on my Facebook post and website. Okay. All right, very good. You know what? It was a great night. It was a great morning. It's been a great morning with you guys. I appreciate you putting up with me rambling this 2 hours and 53 minutes with only 7 minutes to go. Now 6 minutes and 52 seconds. No, I'm kidding. Here's the other thing. When you look at the Electoral College results, when this finally gets done, we're going to see these maps. They're going to come out. And Donald Trump's north of 300. Okay, out of 538, she's hovering, going to then be around 238 or whatever. She lost. There was even Juan Williams, that idiot on Fox News, talking about whether or not the black men were racist against her because they voted for the white man, Donald Trump. I thought Karl Rove was going to smack him right on national TV this morning. I don't know, 3:30, 4 o'clock. Juan Williams actually insinuated that the black men of America who want a better future for themselves and their families, they want a better living, they want to live in safe communities, they don't want their kids shot while they're walking to Detroit public schools and Chicago public schools. That idiot actually said that the black men of America were racist because they wouldn't vote for a black woman. Well, first of all, let's be totally clear here, Juan. I don't really necessarily consider you a black man, and I surely don't consider Kamala Harris a black woman. Jamaican Indian. What part of Africa did she and her ancestry come from? Explain that to me, Juan. And for you to say that, I was offended. I wish Karl Rove would have taken out his whiteboard and smacked you right in your face. How dare you play the race card when black men in America are suffering under Biden-Harris administration for dang near 4 years now. Jobs are going to illegal immigrants coming into this country illegally, getting food stamps, getting rental assistance, getting jobs that young black men should be doing in this country, but no, they're not because of their border immigration policy. That's what they were ticked off about, you idiot. Spend 3 hours and watch that Joe Rogan. And by the way, did you know Joe Rogan used to be a Democrat? I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, he's a flaming liberal. Not anymore. Do you know how many votes that sit down with Joe Rogan got Donald Trump last night, yesterday? Because he cares about everybody. And he said it. He's going to unite us all. This divisiveness, this dividing crap is going to stop January 20th of 2025. When he gets sworn in, I pray to Lord God, he gives one of the best inaugural addresses in the history of the United States presidency. Whoever's going to write his speech, Stephen Miller, whatever his name is, dude, you better hit it out of the park. Bring us all together. Stop this garbage. We are Americans, period. All of us. Except for the illegals that got into this country illegally. Pack up your stuff and get the heck out of our country. Come back and apply legally to be part of our great American Constitutional Republic. That's it. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, I'll get those signs, get some sleep, and be back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Have a wonderful Wednesday,
thank you,
everybody.
For listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years.